Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Division of Oil and Gas launched a special lease sale for the Cook Inlet region on Tuesday, December 13th. Bidding is available online through the EnergyNet platform until December 28th, and bid results will be published December 30th. The state typically holds two oil and gas lease offerings per year, one in spring for the Cook Inlet region and one in fall for the North Slope region. This year, in recognition of the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management lease sale 258 in the Lower Cook Inlet, DNR's Division of Oil and Gas is holding a concurrent sale for its available acreage in the Cook Inlet region. The division is making available more than 2.8 million acres in 721 tracts. We're offering this special state Cook Inlet lease sale at the end of the year to coincide with the federal sale for the benefit of potential bidders and in accordance with our constitutional duties, said DNR Deputy Commissioner John Crowther. The basin still holds significant potential, and an important step to unlocking it is to consistently offer open acreage to explorers. For prospective lessees, there are well and seismic data available through the tax credit program for the Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys. More public well data can be found through a link on our website through the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. To find out more about the Division of Oil and Gas lease sales, you'll find links on the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Contrary to the extreme snowfall experienced throughout a majority of South Central Alaska, inadequate snow conditions have activated the closure of sections of the Glacier and Seward Ranger districts of the Chugach National Forest, the possession and operation of snow machines in the designated areas of the Chugach National Forest. The closure includes areas in Girdwood, Whittier, Cooper Landing, Hope, Moose Pass. You'll find a map of the closed areas on our story at RyuKenai.com. The order became effective December 13th, and it goes until January 13th of 2023 unless rescinded sooner. A violation of these prohibitions is punishable by a fine of not more than $5,000 for per individual or $10,000 for an organization or imprisonment for not more than 6 months or both. Again, for complete details and a map of the closed areas, you can visit our story on our website at RyuKenai.com. In Soldotna City Council member Justin Ruffridge's final council meeting, the Soldotna City Council commended Ruffridge's service to the city of Soldotna. Ruffridge submitted his resignation from the city council following a successful election bid to the Alaska House District 7, representing Soldotna and Kenai with over 52% of the vote. Council member Justin Ruffridge was commended for his years of dedicated service to the city of Soldotna, the Kenai Peninsula, and the state of Alaska. Ruffridge has had many accomplishments during his time of service, not only on the council, but also for the community. Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney commented on Ruffridge's service on the city council.
Honor and pleasure to work with you, Mr. Ruffridge. I've enjoyed these years. You are a great asset to the city of Soldotna, and I expect you will be a great asset once you get down to Juneau. And thank you again for what you've done for our community. It's been an honor.
The Soldotna City Council commending Justin Ruffridge for these accomplishments, which helped shape our community, and congratulated him on his election to the House of Representatives. Councilmember Lisa Parker also commented on serving with Ruffridge on the Soldotna City Council.
It's been a pleasure, Councilmember Ruffridge, Representative-elect Ruffridge, to serve with you on the City Council, and I look forward to working with you in the years ahead as you represent not only our communities, but the state of Alaska. So thank you for your dedication and commitment.
During his time on the council, Ruffridge, along with Councilmember Jordan Chilson, was instrumental in initiating the work to develop a Soldotna Arts and Culture Master Plan. From the COVID-19 pandemic, Ruffridge was instrumental in filling the gap in local health care to provide vaccinations to Soldotna residents and others throughout the Kenai Peninsula while working diligently to educate the community with science-based information throughout the pandemic. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.